Crystal Rapid is located at River Mile 99. It is created by Crystal Creek, which comes in from the north, and Slate Creek from the south. It is one of the only places where two side canyons converge at the same point on the river. Here, two debris fans choke the river from either side, creating a challenging rapid for river runners. It is said that this rapid has caused more death and damage than any other rapid on the Colorado. The sheer size and magnitude of Crystal Rapid has garnered legendary status among river runners everywhere. In 1890, Robert Brewster Stanton mistook Crystal Creek for Shinumu Creek and described the rapid as much like Boucher, long, wide, and slow at first, steep and clear at the last. This seemingly mild rapid was hardly mentioned in the accounts of early river runners. The only river trip that reported having a problem here was in 1915 on the Taj Russell trip. Directly because of damages incurred at Crystal Rapid, one of their steel-encased boats sunk downstream. In 1923, the trip leader of the USGS Birdseye expedition remarked about the rapid that the waves are high, but the fall is distributed over about one-third mile, so it is easy to run. This hardly mentioned rapid would change completely when an abnormally intense storm struck that began on December 7, 1966. This storm dropped 14 inches of rain in 36 hours on the North Rim. The result was a torrent of mud and rock pouring into the Colorado River and causing the debris fan of Crystal Creek to be pushed 200 feet further into the river. Debris flows occurred during this storm in many other side drainages and tributaries along the canyon, including Prospect Canyon, Lava Falls, Bright Angel Creek, Lava Chuar Canyon, and Nakawik Creek, among the most notable. Many ancestral Puebloan archaeological sites along Crystal Creek were inundated. This one event turned Crystal Rapid from an inconsequential riffle into one of the most dominating and intimidating rapids through the Grand Canyon. The rapid became the most challenging during the time between the 1966 debris flow and the unplanned flood from Glen Canyon Dam in 1983. During this time period, Crystal had a wave across the river that was said to be as big as a house. When the unplanned flood releases from Glen Canyon Dam started in 1983, Crystal Rapid became so big that the Park Service asked all commercial trips not to allow passengers to run the rapid. The 70,000 CFS flow made a behemoth standing wave across the river that was three stories high. One mistake could prove fatal when running this monster. There was no way to run right through this massive hole, and the rapid had to be run to the right by slamming the bow of the boat into the bank just above the rapid and continuing down backwards. This hole is characterized as a hydraulic jump, formed downstream of a large block of schist in the left center of the channel. After the flood in 83, Crystal Rapid became a little more tame as the high flow allowed for some of the debris in the rapid to be pushed downstream. Today, Crystal Rapid is constantly changing, but will continue to be one of the Colorado's most widely known challenges and legends.